Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Patrick Maslin. He is the founder and owner of Marine Accounts. How are you?
Very well, Rhea. Thank you ever so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. It's nice to be back. We've had a bit of a break, but it's good.
You are one of the sponsors for the upcoming Pearls of Wisdom event in Palma de Mallorca on October 10th. But before we get to the whys and the reasons of that, tell us a little bit about yourself and Marine Accounts.
Marine Accounts is the first company that I was ever successful with. And I founded it on a couch in Newport, Rhode Island. I wrote the content and the website over a five-day period while I was back visiting my wife and soon-to-be daughter. And I just came up with this idea. It kind of came out of the Sombarta Regatta, to be honest, that we'd sailed in on the J-Class Hanneman. I read an article on a piece of legislation in The Economist and decided to that the whole tax market was going to change and it was going to affect yachts. So I launched the company. Prior to that, though, I had had eight other companies, which had been a mixture of success and failure, which is good. It conditions you as an entrepreneur. But sometimes it's quite hard to dust yourself off and try again. Fortunately, I did, and subsequently had three other companies seed after Marine Accounts. Notably, there was Mortgage for Yacht Crew. We launched an app called Dayworker, and we have launched a marketing and data company called Whisk Creative. Marine Accounts specializes in tax and mortgages for Yacht Crew. We're in eight countries worldwide. What we are particularly good at is what we describe as voluntary disclosure in this arena, which means that we negotiate a deal with tax authorities to bring your money ashore. And where we really cut our teeth is that in 2013-2014, we started to write software to do with tax residency. And then we basically built a whole suite of tax software so that people could understand where they're tax resident. Because a lot of yacht crew are quite glib about it, in the sense that they will say, oh, well, I work on the yacht. The yacht's Cayman Island flag. It means that I'm not in Spain, even though I'm living here. My wife and family are ashore. And so they quite quickly whitewash this. And so we really went forth and challenged that narrative. And what was nice is that people could use our software and start to understand it, but they could use it and have anonymity. Then it started to challenge that position. From there, we then obviously showed that there was a way to legitimize their position with respect to taxation in a way that we could do with minimum hurt. Obviously, not all jurisdictions are sympathetic as others, but certainly what we're very good at is actually tax planning people into other jurisdictions if necessary.
What was it about Pearls of Wisdom that made you say, you know what, I want to be on board with that?
Charisse and Tim Reedman are both close personal friends. Tim and I have been in business together at least for the last 10 years. Tim's always backed my harebrained schemes in a way, if you want to call them that. Certainly, when we took a stance with the Rise of Bad Financial Advice series of articles, Tim was right behind us. I personally, as a male in the industry, I think there's, it's quite a slant towards men in the industry and that women often, and their skill set is overlooked. As a company group, my 95% of my staff are women in the first instance. I think the Pearls initiative is fantastic. I was very fortunate to be able to speak at the event they hosted at the Shard in April. What a lovely bunch of women. I had a real rapport with them. The talk that I delivered was very well received. And being an entrepreneur and seeing other female entrepreneurs in the room, immediately felt akin and a bond with these ladies. So I was able to help them with a lot of the ideas that they were sort of fostering. And I hope to continue the momentum that we built at the talk at the Shard. And so hopefully, all going well, I'll be at the talk in Mallorca to continue our efforts.
Where do you see this going in the future for you?
I think it's just going to keep gathering momentum. I mean, the first event they hosted in the New Forest, which I didn't go to, I don't think Tim and Charisse had any idea of how successful that was going to be. And then to roll on to the next event at the Shard, which was obviously a fantastic venue to host a talk at. I personally have been to the Shard before and I found it wonderful. Now we're in Mallorca, we're getting a lot more key sponsors involved in the events that's being hosted by Pearls. And so I think what will happen is not only will the industry start to recognise the available skills that subsequent former stews have, but I think also that we should garner a lot more support for the entrepreneurs that were in that room that day, and actually hopefully find the funding, a venture capital if they're looking for it, and actually get their ideas out there. And so I think it's just going to grow and grow and grow.
These events are actually quite intimate, but if somebody is not able to get a spot or not able to attend, are they able to contact you with questions that they may have about coming ashore and how to get started in their business?
Yes, absolutely. We as a company have always devoted resources to people that are looking for life out of yachting, to coin that phrase. And we've always backed these people. The other thing as well is that I'm currently producing a series of articles for Pearls for their website on taxation, because some believe that, you know, life as a stew, there is a sort of a limited life expectancy in the industry. I wouldn't personally like to comment. And thus, you know, it's more important for stews to deal and tackle these issues of taxation. The other thing as well is tomorrow, I have Charisse, actually, Stephen, co-founder of Pearls, sailing with me on the company yacht Cormoran, and we're doing a video interview, which will be really enjoyable, which we will share. And I think there's going to be a lot more of that kind of content getting out there. So there's two tranches here. There's obviously, if people want to message me directly via WhatsApp or by email, then I'm happy to answer any questions. But also, I think a lot of the video content that we'll be producing in the next few months will be enormously beneficial to people that, you know, have ideas or want further advice.
I want to say, Patrick, thank you ever so much for your time. It's greatly appreciated.
It's been a pleasure, Ria, as always. Let's catch up soon. I look forward to it.
For sure. We'll have to have you back. You have been watching Patrick Maslin. He is the founder and owner of Marine Accounts and a few affiliate businesses that go along with that. He is a sponsor for the upcoming event of Pearls of Wisdom in Palma de Mallorca on October 10th. If you are interested in Marine Accounts, Patrick, or of course, Pearls of Wisdom, we will provide all those links below this interview when it airs. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.